Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
It sure is. Kia ora, how are you?
I'm so good. I parked early and think I could like walk around in the gorgeous sun and experience Tamaki Makaurau in all its autumnal glory. Ooh. And then I just ended up getting gravitating towards the Student Association building where there's some epic performances going on downstairs.
True, yes.
So I mean, I think it's like Pacifica Student Association groups are doing a whole lot of great stuff downstairs. So I was just like, I'm drawn to the performances and ended up just sitting there watching in the sun. Which
captivating.
Pretty sweet.
Delicious.
But look, I'm not alone. We're here. It's Auckland Arts Festival season. Of course, it's running at the moment. If you head out to Te Pau Theatre, there is a new work on it. It's the premiere of a new work by Tainui Tukiwaho. It is Ration... I've got to get this right. Ration the Queen's Veggies. Veggies. We're here in the studio with Ngāhiriwa Rohina. We're talking about the work, which opened on Tuesday night and has got a few more nights to go. Welcome to the show. Solo work, starting at the point of activism that we all witnessed at Te Papa last year. And that, as I understand, is a starting point for the work. Is this like an historical reaccount of what happened in Te Papa, or is it something more than that?
Oh, wait, geez. Good question. Well, tūtahi ake e mihi ana ki a koe me te rangatira nau nei e whakai ana ki tēnei momo wiwi o tira ki a koutou ngā kai whakarongo o tēnei. Just a brief mihi to everybody who's listening and to also yourself and to you. Thank you very much for having me. Yes, and semi-no as well.
Yeah,
I mean,
okay.
There are, it is based on a true story,
yep.
But we are not we're not recounting it 100%. So we're taking what do you call that thing? We're taking liberty with the story a little bit too, and we assure the audience know that as well.
Yes,
so it's not like we're showing an actual recount, but they are based on very true happenings.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, this is a thing, right? Like, if you want to go watch a show in which it's like a reenactment of an activity that happened, you could just like Google it.
Yeah, 100%.
Theatre is offering an opportunity, create space to open up the conversation.
Yeah.
So what is the conversation that you guys, or the kōrero that you're wanting to seed with your audience?
Yeah, that's a solid question too. We dance the line of truth versus untruth, what actually goes out there and what you've been told versus the truth.
Yes.
And then we also dance the line in terms of what you see is, okay, did this happen or did that not happen? So we play that line really finely.
Yeah.
We also, yeah, it's less about that moment that happened that we all saw and more about the aftermath of that when the person who was based off, Te Wehi Ratana, he was sentenced to go to prison.
Yeah.
And it was what happened in the 48 hours that he was in jail. He and his cellmate managed to change things dramatically within that prison block. So this story navigates that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're really going deep inside the seed of the apple of what this action is. And in fact, that course of activism is really probably the most visible part to the public.
Yeah, 100%.
But you guys are going, let's actually go right into the heart.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's a new work from Tainui, and I understand he's directed you in this work as well. Have you got a working relationship with Tainui? Is this your first time working with him?
No. I've been back and forth from Rotorua to Te Pau for the last sort of 5 years. We've done a few tours with him. I did a show with him years ago, Racist Anonymous, and we did a whole lot of kids tours. So yeah, I've got a good working relationship and a good friendship with him, yeah.
When you guys are working in the room, these conversations that come from here, when you're making, when you're in the room, you know, there's got to be tough conversations that you guys are having in the rehearsal, in the process of making. So can you, like, how do you kind of navigate that when you do have a close relationship and a you know, not just collaborative but like a friendship? Like, how do you have those challenging conversations then, or are they challenging, I guess?
No, they're not challenging for us at all. We're very up the guts, the two of us, but we also know it's about the mahi, you know, get that sort of stuff done, and then we can leave that in the theatre and go home and have a laugh and play games and whatever, but when the mahi is on, it's on. Yeah.
Yes. Does this work sit heavily on your shoulders, given the conversation at the moment? What, or maybe, sorry, that's actually projecting. How does this work sit with you? Because it's a solo show, you know, you're carrying a lot. You're the most visible part of this process, given, you know, you're a solo performer. Yeah, how does it sit with you?
In terms of the content itself, there is weightiness to it, but we've made sure that we are approaching it in the lightest way we possibly can. Mm-hmm. And it starts off with that untruth versus truth situation. If we can make it as ridiculous as it seems, or as a situation that I can put myself in as the performer, then it keeps everything light for when we do start diving into a lot of the heavier stuff, and then we can pull everything back up. Me as the performer, I mean, you understand this as well. I mean, it's not just me, so I hold that easily when I walk into, we could walk onto that stage. I know that it's not just me on that stage. There's everybody that has put their work into it. There's everybody on the sides, and there's also the audience. They all come to, the ones that I think will come to support Sweet As. And if those people that are coming to judge, well, I don't really worry about that.
Oh, imagine that. People coming to the theatre specifically to judge, eh? What's
about? What kind of people are they? Jeez.
I just wanted to pick up on something you said and something I've read about the work, which, as I said, opened on Tuesday, full house. I've actually been reading the responses from the audience to the work, and a lot of them are talking about the humour, the aspect of laughter, of relief, of being able to kind of let go of something, or, you know, through watching the show. What is it a funny show? Like, what's funny about it? I've heard Family Guy being used as a reference.
Yeah, in terms of the absurdity, not so much actions of Family Guy or anything like that, but in that realm, we sit in that absurd nature. I would say that anything that is truthful, that sits in that realm of truth, we make sure that we pay homage to that, we honour that. Mm. But anything that goes around it, we throw it right to the edges, you know. So yes, we have very opposite ends that go into this. And one of my friends, she said, yeah, I didn't expect it to be so whimsical. Ah. And that is absolutely the nature of the show, is that the tone is very light throughout. And that's just how we approach this thing, and I know that's a very more palatable way to dive into these deeper conversations.
Look, and I think there's something to be said for wanting to have hard, you know, we talk about having hard conversations, having challenging conversations, and you've got to be able to start somewhere. And I think sometimes laughter, I think Jacob Rajan from Indian Ink talks about, you know, laughter, the mouth is open to have, you know, things to sort of drop in. So I totally get that. I mean, what would you say are people walking away, have seen the show, what are people's responses to it and to those turn of events in relation to this national conversation we're having about Tēnā Rangi Tera Tanga and what it means to hashtag land back, you know, what this kind of conversation we're having.
Yeah.
Like, what, where does the show sort of fit in relation to that as people are leaving the theatre?
With a lot of people, it has been confronting, but not in a way where they feel judged or attacked because of the lightness that sits in it, but it allows them to go, okay, here the mirror has been reflected onto me, and I can sit there and think about how I affect things or what does affect me personally. We had some judges come through last night, police people,
that sort of stuff.
And they loved it. They loved the show, awesome. But they were very much confronted by it, and they did talk about that. A lot of people, there's a case of not actually knowing what this was, what it was, or especially why it happened. There's a lot of that it happened, but not so much why this happened.
And
so yeah,
that's always great, right, to actually be able to explore, because when we get the headlines, the pithy headline of this is something that's happened, you see the screenshot, you actually see the artifact as well with the blacked out text, and yeah, some people just see it as that, and that's the first and last they know of it. So to be able to give it something beyond that, I think, is a real gift. I just wanted to ask, before we start to kind of talk about where you can get tickets, it is a solo show. Are you playing more than one character?
Yeah, I have 9 characters that I cycle through. So that was fun to explore and try and knuckle down. Some of them don't land, so we change. And some of them are really, really good. So yeah, that's been a part of it too. So yeah, it's been a really cool journey as an artist trying to navigate these spaces as well with these different people with full lives.
Amazing. And I've heard big props to your performance as well. There's people going like, watch Nahirua in action, like definitely one to go to watch your performance alone, let alone the kind of kaupapa of the whole show. Ration the Queen's Veg, it's on at Te Pau Theatre. It's part of Auckland Arts Festival, opened on Tuesday, and you've got 3 more shows to go. So I'm thinking it's tonight, it's tomorrow, and I think you have a Sunday sort of earlier show.
Yeah, there's a matinee on Sunday, and that's the last one.
Yeah. So absolutely go along to that. Auckland Arts Festival is providing the best of the best of what Tamaki artists have to offer right now. There's we talked about the Suitcase show last week, which was a sold out season with Trick of the Light. This week with Te Pau Theatre and Tainui Tukawaho's work. It's definitely one you want to see, because I find also when I go to Te Pau, there's something about being held within that whare that really, it kind of pulls you away from the kind of what's happening out there, and it allows you to really focus on the art that's being produced by the makers. So it's a real opportunity to go in there and immerse yourself in a night of theatre, I reckon. Just get in there, gorgeous kai they have there, beautiful hospitality, Manaaki is on point. All the best for the rest of your season.
Thank you.
You can go to Te Pau Theatre online to grab your tickets, or to the Auckland Arts Festival website.co.nz. That's us this week.
Amazing.
Oh my gosh, so many shows going on, guys.
So many good things. Thank you so much, Alice. Thank you so much, Ngahiriwa. That was Stage Direction.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.